This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. Doyle Bramhall has been making Texas blues and rock and roll since the 60s. His band, the Chessmen, once opened for Jimi Hendrix. Later, Bramhall was a drummer in Stevie Ray Vaughan's band, and the two wrote hits for Vaughan that included The House is Rockin' and Tightrope. Now, Bramhall has released his first solo album of original material called Is It News? Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. Here's the title track.
Maybe it's because Doyle Bramhall is a drummer, a position in any band that, by helping to provide backbone rhythm, frequently instills in the musician a comfortable discretion, a willingness to remain part of the ensemble. There are exceptions, of course, ranging from Buddy Rich to Keith Moon, but as a frontman, Doyle Bramhall is definitely and disarmingly a team player. The closest he gets to showboating is on the song called Big, in which his drums boom thunderously and his hoarse yowl takes on a boastful assertion. More often, however, Bramhall mines the unhappiness of the blues for his best music. Born in Dallas, coming of musical age in the Texas Bohemia of Austin, Bramhall is open to all sorts of music, including the New Orleans shuffle he applies to Tortured Soul. It's an elegantly trenchant summation of what it feels like to verge on and to resist despair.
Walking down this lonely street, all I have's a tortured soul.
Yes, it's when Bramhall embraces the loneliness in himself and others and constructs melodies that require the sharp snap of his drums to cut off mere self-pity and a willingness to believe that others can be as miserable as he can be that he achieves his best music. I don't usually have much use for white blues, even that of Bramhall's former employer and collaborator, Stevie Ray Vaughan. That's probably because too many white bluesmen emulate the superiority of the black masters of their genre to such an extent that their own identities become blurry. This is not true of Bramhall, who pounds his drums with a propulsive melancholy, who sings with plaintiveness, his decades of music making giving him both gravity and a fleet assurance that anyone he loves, whether it's a woman or his audience, is in good, strong, calloused hands.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Is It News from Doyle Bramhall.